This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick is bringing you a special message. His greatest hope is that this message will bring you peace and healing during a time when life seems out of control. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of today's message.
Now we come to the third condition for national healing, or for that matter, any other kind of healing. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, that's one, humbly confess, and pray with sincerely, then third, and seek my face. Here it is. We must seek God intensely. We confess our sins humbly, and we pray sincerely, and we seek God intensely. If people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Now, this kind of seeking God is not some casual pastime. It's not a pursuit in your spare time. Seeking God intensely means you're not doing it in your spare moments. It's not some low priority, well, if I get the time, I'll seek God intensely. No, it must be a serious pursuit. It has to become your primary focus. Now, why should I make seeking God my primary focus in my life? Because in Hebrews 11:6, it says this, God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Not in their spare time, but earnestly, sincerely seek Him. Intensely seek Him, earnestly. You know, you don't become an Olympic athlete in your spare time. No, you gotta make it your primary motivation in life. Somebody asked me one time, do you play golf? I said, no. I said, I play at it, but I'm just not willing to invest the time to be good. To be a pro at anything requires intensity. So let me ask you, what does God want from you this year, in this brand new year? What does God want from me more than anything else in this new year? I'll tell you what He wants from you. He wants that you intensely seek Him, that you seek Him intensely. Not that you seek His blessing, not that you seek His gifts, not that you seek His favor, but that you seek Him. You want to know Him. Now, what I'm talking about right now is so rare among people. Most people seek God's blessing. They seek God's favor. They seek God's goodness. They don't seek God. Psalm 14, verse 2 says this, the Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race, and He looks to see if there is even one person with real understanding who seeks for God. So I can't find people like that. Everybody wants my blessing. They don't want me. Very few people, the truth is, very few people really seriously make knowing God the goal of their life. And that's why we get stuck in cycles year after year after year. What's the problem? Okay. Well, just like I told you, there's a problem with, you know, we do more complaining than we do praying. The problem is, write this down, we spend more time seeking everything else. We spend more time seeking literally everything else. But God gives us a wonderful promise in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4:29 says this, if you seek the Lord your God, you'll find Him. You'll find Him. If you look for Him with all your heart, that's intensity. And with all your soul, that's intensity. And when you're in distress and all these things have happened to you, you will return to the Lord your God and you'll obey Him. For He is a merciful God and He will not abandon or destroy you. That's a verse for what's going on this past week and in the days ahead. So how do I seek God with intensity? By making the knowing of Him my first priority and my daily passion. Those of you who listened to the James series I taught know that I taught you a little habit called HWFW and HWLW. His word, first word, His word, last word. That the first thing you do in the morning is you open up this book and you read a little bit of it till God speaks to you. It doesn't matter how long it is. You just read till God says something to you. And then you leave your Bible open by your by your bedside, when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is not look at your phone. It's not look at the TV. It's not look at social media. It's look to the truth. Seek first His Word. His Word, first Word. And you read, and you just, you pick a book like Psalms or Proverbs or Philippians, and you read until God speaks to you, and then you stop. Sometimes it's just one verse. You go, I need to think about that. And you read until something comforts you or something challenges you. Both of them will fill your soul, comfort or a challenge. And then you leave it open, and at night, right before you go to bed, the last thing you do is you read again. His Word, first Word. His Word, last Word. And you just read till something speaks to you, and then you go to sleep with that on your mind. Matthew 6:33, Jesus made this promise. Seek first His kingdom. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these other things will be given to you as well. He says, I'll take care of the rest in your life. So, what do? We confess our sins humbly. We pray sincerely. We seek God intensely. Now we come to the fourth condition for a national healing or any other kind of healing. We must turn back to God completely. We turn back to God completely, not half-heartedly. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. Now, he says, turn from their wicked ways. You know that word turn? The Old Testament's written in Hebrew. The New Testament's written in Greek. The word in Greek is the word metanoia, which literally means meta, to turn, and noia, to change your mind. Noia is noose, your neuron, your neuro pathways comes from that. And it means, repentance simply means to change your mind. This is the way I used to think about that. This is the way I think about it now. Turn from your wicked ways. Make a U-turn. Now, when I say that phrase, wicked ways, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about, there are people out there who are wicked, and there are people out there who are good, and I want to hang out with the good people, and I want to condemn and criticize and point my finger at the wicked people. It is a mistake. Listen, it's a mistake to categorize people as either good or wicked. Why? Because the reality is, we all have wicked ways. I have wicked ways. You have wicked ways. The Bible says, not a just man upon the earth that doeth good always and sinneth not. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible says, if we say, well, I have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. We all need a Savior. So guess what? I'm wicked. You're wicked. We're all in the same boat on that one there. Now, here's the problem. I've given you a problem in each of these. Here's the problem. We just don't see our own wicked ways. We don't see it. It's very clear. We can clearly see the wicked ways in other people. Oh, we can point them out quickly. But we don't see our own wicked ways.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." Matthew 9:29. That's an amazing statement. Jesus is saying that you get to choose how much God blesses you and how much God uses you in His plan for the world. So how is that possible? The answer is faith. Daring faith is the key to fulfilling God's will in your life, and it's the secret to experiencing miracles in your life. You'll want to journey with Pastor Rick through the Daring Faith Bible study as he examines true biblical faith and looks at the lives of people who are commended for their faith in the Bible. If you're ready to break out of your comfort zone and do what God has called you to do, then order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren today. These videos are packed with inspiring teaching that will free you up to become the history maker you were made to be. Be bold, step out of the ordinary, and live a life of daring faith. Right now, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the 6-Session Daring Faith DVD and Workbook. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
The Bible says if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. We all need a Savior. So guess what? I'm wicked. You're wicked. We're all in the same boat on that one, there. Now, here's the problem. I've given you a problem in each of these. Here's the problem. We don't see. We just don't see our own wicked ways. We don't see it. It's very clear. We can clearly see the wicked ways in other people. Oh, we can point them out quickly. But we don't see our own wicked ways. So let me just give you, for your own personal edification and evaluation, one of the many lists of sins in Scripture. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 to 5, Paul gives us a laundry list of 19 specific wicked ways. He says, people are going to be acting this way in the last days. I want to recommend that you might want to use this as a checklist for personal evaluation and confession. Here's what it says. 19 different things to check myself. It says that in the last days, it says, people will be self-absorbed. Am I ever self-absorbed? Loving only themselves. They will be greedy for money. They will be boastful and arrogant. We've seen a lot of that in politics, and we've seen that a lot in our culture. They will be insulting to God, rude and disrespectful, even to parents. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unkind and unforgiving. They will enjoy slandering others. Enjoy slandering others. They will have no self-control. They will love violence, and they'll be cruel. They will be cynical, despising anyone and anything that's good. They will betray those loyal to them. They will be reckless and rash. They will be inflated with self-conceit. They will love pleasure more than God. They'll claim to be spiritual, but they will reject the true power that could make them godly. You know, honestly, as I look over that list that I just read, written 2,000 years ago, I am amazed at how accurately it describes our culture today, right now, how it describes our own hearts, how it describes the problems we're facing right now in this nation of America and in whatever nation you're living in. There is only one solution. It's not a political solution. It's not an economic solution. It's not an educational solution. It's not a psychological solution. It is a spiritual solution. Our hearts must be changed by God, and only He can change hearts. Acts 3:19 says this, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, just wiped out. And so that, get this sentence, and so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Friends, we desperately need those times of refreshing right now. After the COVID-19 pandemic has taken us a year and all of the other problems that we've seen in society, we need those times of refreshing right now. And God promises that if we do what He tells us to do, then He will do three things. Let's review the verse again. If my people, this is a promise to Christians, to believers, if my people who are called by my name, are you called a Christian? You called by His name? My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll do three things. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. Now, please listen to me closely. As somebody, as a pastor who cares about you and who loves you, we can't expect anybody else to do this. This is a promise for us. This is a promise for God's people. Today, it's promised to the church. We must lead the way. We must be the model. We must humbly confess our sins, not everybody else's. In recent years, the church has behaved very badly. We've made idols out of all kinds of things. And we have put our hope in the wrong thing and wrong people. But if anything is going to change, it has to start with us, not the people you disagree with or don't like or you think they're the problem. 1 Peter 4:17, we read this verse earlier, for the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with us. Judgment must start with the family of God first. If God's going to judge a nation, he's going to first start with the Christians in that nation, not anybody else. So stop looking for change to happen first in other people, in the people you disagree with, the people you can't stand, the people who think differently than you, had a different background than you. You have to start with you. I have to start with me. We have to start with us. Will you join me in this? Will you be honest to God? Of course. I am interested in saving a nation, but I am even more interested in saving our souls. Our souls. And we have sold out many times our souls to second-class causes, and they have betrayed us. Here's the good news. 1 Corinthians 11:31. If we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. Did you know that verse is in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 11:31. If we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. So again, I ask you, will you join me? I'm asking this of Christians all across America. I'm asking this of Christians all around the world. I'm not asking this from people who don't know the Lord. I'm asking those of us who do, who claim the name of Christ. The Bible says that everyone that nameth the name of Christ should depart from iniquity. Will you join me and in this new year that we would confess our sins humbly, that we would pray sincerely, that we would seek God, not his blessing, seek God intensely, and that we would turn to God completely. Because if we do that, we can expect, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. If that doesn't happen, I don't give this nation or the world any hope. Our hope is not in who we put in the White House. Our hope is who we put on the cross. There's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus. Let's bow our heads. With our heads bowed, would you follow me in a simple prayer and saying, God, I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. God, I want to follow the pathway to healing. Healing in my heart, healing in my family, healing in my friendships, the pathway to healing in my business, in our church, in our community, healing in our nation, healing in our world. It's easy to understand what you've told us. It's hard to do it. And we can't do it on our own. So we come to you, Holy Spirit, and ask you to give us the power to confess our sins humbly, and to be specific, to make a sin list and cross them all out, and to pray sincerely, to make a prayer list and be specific about the things we want to ask you to do in our nation, in our lives, in our church. Help us to seek you intensely, to start and end each day, His word first word, His word last word, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added. And help us to turn completely to you. Help us to stop looking at other people as wicked and to realize that I have wicked parts in me that are wrong, that are ungodly, that need to be changed by you. Thank you, God, for your grace. If you've never invited Jesus Christ in your heart, say, Jesus Christ, I need your forgiveness. I need you to save me from myself. I need your salvation in my life. I need the power to change. I need to know your purpose for my life. Lord, heal our hearts, heal our families, heal our nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith Study Kit, and it includes a DVD, and it includes a workbook. Now, there's six sessions in the Daring Faith Study Kit, and it'll teach you these six things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to Him without fear and come to Him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith Study Kit just like He used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust Him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a six-session DVD and workbook. As our way of saying thanks, go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.